The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome this segment, singer and songwriter Ala Shay. We're going to talk to her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you and how she's been able to see the way that her fans have been responding to it. Last year, Ala Shay released the project, The Chronicles of the Misses, and this year she's celebrating a powerful single, Another Day. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can watch the video for that single, as well as how you can support the music for yourself. For those just hearing about Ala Shay, we'll tell you a little bit later where you can be able to find her and, of course, support the music too. But Ala Shay, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you so much for the time today, Ala Shay. As I was telling you before we went on here, really enjoyed the single Another Day that we'll be hearing here, as well as, of course, the video. You know, you're beginning this year in a big way. As I said, you released the project, The Chronicles of the Misses. We'll be telling our audience a little bit later how they can get that. But also, of course, you know, sharing a part of your story, too. I mean, what has it been like for you, Ala Shay, to be able to not only to put out your music, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's been very awesome because, obviously, coming back into attempting my route or journey into music, I really didn't know how people were going to respond to the music, but the response has been really encouraging and it's been really positive, and I'm really excited about the next phase of this journey.
Yeah. I think you're a perfect example of why it is so important to lean not on yourself, but of course, you know, on not only your gift that you've been given by God. I mean, when did you realize that God-given gift for yourself, Ala Shay, that you have been given something that was meant to share with the world?
I think I would say for me at about 10 years old, I knew that I wanted to do this. And of course, saying it to my parents at the time and my family was very supportive in, you know, helping me pursue that dream, even at that age.
Right. And now, as I said, you're able to share that dream with people, you know, in a way that so many people would hope to be able to do. And one of the main ways is because of social media. That's been a way that people have been able to connect with you through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, what has that been like for you to not only have people that you know support you, but people who just discover your music being able to not only get it for themselves, but share it with other people?
Yes, I think that part is the mind-blowing aspect of everything. Like you said, the world has evolved into social media, and, you know, I'm definitely getting my swing into it, and I enjoy when I get messages from people, and I try to be as responsive as I can, you know, to messages. But it's just very encouraging, like you said, when it's people that you don't even know personally, and they're sending you a message and telling you they love the album, or they're actually telling me the song that they like. You know, that those kinds of messages actually make my day.
Yeah. Do you think one of the reasons why, Ala Shay, because I was thinking about this when I was prepping for your segment, do you think one of the reasons why people connect so much to you is because you give so much of yourself in the music and it's so much of what all of us can relate to?
I think so. I think that usually for me, I've always said that the best formula is to be as authentic as you can be with your music, because especially when we're doing faith-based music and we're trying to tell our testimony, you know, as authentic and as true to your story as you can be, and which is giving the people a piece of yourself is the best way to go. And I think, yes, people appreciate that when you're very authentic with your story. I mean, so many people go through so many things, and to hear somebody that is bold enough to talk about it, it lets them know that they can deal with their respective situations.
Exactly. I think that is it. I mentioned to you before we went on here, Ala Shay, that I had, when I was prepping for the segment, I read an interview that you did. I think it was in either November or December of last mm-hmm. year. And you talk about, you know, how you kind of begin your day. And I think it says a lot to all of us about where we should look forward to direction. And you said in that interview about the importance of prayer. Do you think that's one of the things that's kind of kept you grounded and also kept you focused along the way?
I think so. And I think it's the biggest thing that has given me the favor that continues to carry me with this project. I think that is, you know, what is so different is the fact that that is my first assignment, is to pray. And, you know, sometimes it's like it doesn't have to be a long prayer, but just the fact that you're acknowledging God and saying, listen, you know, see me through this situation. I'm about to send out this email. Go ahead of me. Grant me favor. It's been my biggest, you know, help, my biggest lesson.
Yeah. I think that's a great reminder for all of us as we're looking at our lives. I'm wondering maybe why things don't always go well. You know, maybe it's because we're not asking for that direction. I think that is so important. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with singer-songwriter Alashe. We're talking with her not only about her musical journey, but also what has been able to share so much of herself in her life, in her music. And she's been able to do that through the project that came out last year, The Chronicles of the Misses. I think we can kind of get an idea from your website, alashe.com, kind of how this all came about. But tell us about this project. How did it evolve for you?
Well, this project basically came about, of course, I got married a couple years ago, and I've really just been at home just trying to understand my life and the foundation of my family the past few years. And eventually I just decided that it was time for me to get back to work and get back to what I loved doing so much. And it really was an organic process. It was not a forced process. And it was just me basically just telling the story of the series of events that I had gone through ever since becoming a missus. And that's basically the story of the storyline behind the album that I have out right now. And it's just, you know, tons of things that I've experienced and gone through the past few years. And I'm telling that story in this project.
Right. Was it a scarier process? Because I was curious about this. Was it a scarier process for you, Alashe, knowing that so much of this was you, that you were almost like someone who would be writing an autobiography? You know, what was that like for you to be giving so much of yourself this way?
Because that is like the formula that I personally believe in. Yes, a little bit scary, but I think the scary part of it is just, you know, not really knowing how people are going to accept the project when it does come out and how they're going to take it. I think that was the biggest thing for me. And then also because when I was not doing music, I was not doing it, hadn't been in a studio in years, hadn't done anything to do with singing. I didn't even know what was happening with music at the time. So I think it was really just even getting my feet back into that and trying to, you know, just kind of get back into the swing of things. That was the biggest thing for me, adjusting. And I must say, the producer on the project, David Lindsay, was absolutely probably the biggest blessing to this project. And even just the fact that, you know, when you get to work with somebody who actually does have a heart for God, you know, I think it makes your journey a lot easier. So that was where we actually connected. And, you know, I trusted his judgment on a lot of things, and he trusted me in a lot of things. And the project came out great, and I guess everybody's happy with it.
Yeah, and as I said, we'll be reminding our audience how they can stay connected with you and get it for themselves. I want to talk about the single that we're going to be listening to, and that's Another Day. Your publicist sent me the first pitch, and first thing I did, of course, was go watch the video, and it had me from the very beginning. I mean, is that also part of the fun for this, to not only to have this music, but then to be able to create this visual, you know, picture to go along with it and to be able to tell a story that way too?
Yes, definitely. The visuals always make the project. And I think for me, I'm always excited about, you know, the process of thinking about concepts for music video and seeing the concept come to life. It's always something great for me. Yes, definitely an exciting part of the whole process.
Yeah. So take us into Another Day. I mean, the message, I think our audience will be able to hear, but how did the song evolve for you?
The song, basically, the general gist of that song is I wanted a song that was a conversational piece between me and God. And, you know, as you listen to the lyrics, it talks about having hope, you know, to be alive and to see another day. And it's just really a song of gratitude, you know. And, of course, with the video, like you've seen it, I definitely went through a series of events that happened in this world. And, you know, I'm sure we highlighted, like, good, bads, and highs and lows, but through it all, the message of this song is just the fact that you have hope to see another day, and that hope is in Jesus Christ.
Right. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Here is Alashe with Another Day from our project, The Chronicles of the Misses. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Alashe right after this. Stay with us. I want to talk more about the actual album because it is available for our friends at Amazon.com. They can get, of course, just that single, which kind of leads off the project. But also there are other great songs in there like Heaven's Angel featuring, some great features there. You also have the single Find Me, Hiding Place. Mm-hmm. Do you think that another big thing about this project is that it really does remind us how every day, you know, if we are going to be able to get through this world with all of its problems, with all of its anxieties, we have to be willing to not only lean on God, but also recognize the importance of Him in our lives?
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. We have to recognize the importance of God in our lives, especially with the way the world is today. There's really no other way. You got to be prayerful and you have to stay consistent with your faith.
Yeah. I mentioned the features that you have on a project, like with the Find Me, that feature there. I mean, what is it like for you to have other artists to not only be able to get your vision, but then to be able to be a part of that vision as you're bringing together this project?
I think that was a blessing to get the guys that I got on the project. And with Find Me, I actually met Nico, and I actually was in the studio the day he recorded. And just by conversation with him, you can tell that he has such a genuine heart. And coming into that project, he literally, he heard that song for the first time right there. he wrote his verse right there. He recorded it right there in front of me.
Wow.
Like I got a phone call, and before I turned around, he was done. So that was that was impressive, and it was not just impressive, but it turned out great. So
right.
that can only be a blessing when you get to work with people that are just that talented.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, with every new chapter of our lives, there are going to be difficulties. And again, the project is called The Chronicles of the Misses. And, you know, with anything that's new, you know, there are going to be those moments that we're kind of going into it blind. We really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, you have been able to show people, I think, Alashay, not only, of course, how, you know, with everything they go through that they can make it through, but what is it like for you to also let them know that, you know, for anything to work, whether it's, you know, single life or any type of relationship, not just marriage, how it's so important that we have God in the mix of it?
Yeah, I think it's very important, like you said. We just have to know that with whatever it is we're doing, and for me, I like this part in my life, this particular journey in my life, is because I'm not just saying it, I'm practicing it, I'm living it, and I'm seeing that it's working. It's working when you have God in your life, when you wake up every day and it's just a simple prayer, or, you know, you're about to make a move and it's like, okay, just go ahead of me. It's just simple things like this. It's almost just like when you think about it like a conversation, then it doesn't become like a chore that you have to do, because it just comes naturally to you. And when you just establish that balance and find your center in that balance, I think the world is yours to take on, really.
Yeah. I think that is so true. I think that's it. And it goes back to how we began this conversation about making sure we have the right guidance, make sure that we're being guided the right way. And if we're guided the right way, we definitely cannot go wrong. Again, everyone, recording artist Alashay has been our guest for this segment. The Chronicles of the Misses is the title of her newest project. You all can get it through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer. If you like the site that begins with the I, they have it too over there. But make sure you guys do support the project. The single you guys heard here was Another Day. It kicks off the actual project. And you also have the great video that you all can watch too. Alashay, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
You can catch me on any of my social media. All my handles is the same. It's Official Alache. So Official Alache. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. And send me a message. Say hi. I'll say hi back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to our next conversation together.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, there's more Conversations Live to come for you. In fact, as we finish this segment, you all will be hearing the single we talked about, that being the single Find Me featuring Nico. That'll be coming up for you guys from the project, The Chronicles of the Misses. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. We've already tagged Alashay on all of those places too. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.